This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here at the Real Site. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Here's the deal now. We're going to have Karen Sigmund on with us tonight. She went last night, as many did. She went out last night and was on Dinesh D'Souza's Hillary's America. Now, apparently you have to be, there's a special group of people, you have to be help me out here, will you? You've got to be in the entertainment business. You had to have been in a movie or that kind of thing. And I don't know if you guys know this about me, that I was actually the helicopter pilot in the video. Ice Cube's It Was a Good Day. It shows you where I come from. I have no clue. I mean, give me Frankie Valli's song, I'm good. But it was a good day or something like that. Anyhow, so I was kind of flew the helicopter. Apparently that doesn't count. I don't get that at all. This is great. Just wonderful. So, again, I don't matter. It doesn't count. That's all I got to say. I don't know what to tell you. I really don't. I would have loved to have seen that movie. And I think it was I another movie? Yeah, when I was a little kid, Seven Bridges Out of Boston. It was a remake of the, God. Look, what do you want from me? I'm trying to figure it out. The Brinks Job, big Brinks Job in Boston. Years and 100 years ago, whenever it was. You know, they had little kids all over the place. I was one of the 7,000 extras. You know what I mean? So, but apparently that doesn't count either. And I don't know what it is to take. But the Karen saw it and saw, did I say that?
Yes,
I did. Wow. It's already starting. It's already starting. We could do a Boston segment, couldn't we? Yeah, I could do that. Anyway, no, really, seriously, always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do very much appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. An irritant today. So I don't have enough time to beat them all up because there was a bunch of irritants, let me tell you what. But the irritant today with, you know, look, you've got, I keep wanting to call her Loretta Lynn. You know that, right? It's Loretta Lynch. I tell you, that woman is petrified. She is very obviously petrified to testify, to lay it out, to tell the truth about the Clintons. I have no other way to, I don't even know what to tell you. Because there was questions she wouldn't answer today that she kind of ducked and dodged. And again, she is the highest law enforcement official in the country. And she wouldn't answer the questions. So this is all, what's the word? Supposition? Conjecture? What's the proper terminology? I'm going to make it up as I go. Okay, there you go. So this is all made up. And, you know, I've been saying for the last few nights, I've said it before, you guys know this already, I grew up in an area that had heavy mafia influence, all right? And, You know, you don't have these things happen the way they've gone down over the last few days. And you can't tell me somebody's had their hand in something here. Now, this, now I'll find out more. I've got somebody that's trying to get back to me on what went down there a week or two ago. And if you don't believe, I mean, if none of this makes any sense, you go over to therealside.com and the website. There's an article I wrote about a week ago that has to do with what has happened to over 50 of the Clintons' closest friends and allies. They're dead. Being a close friend of theirs gets you dead. If you listen, you don't even have to commit suicide. If you want to check out of this world, just become a friend of the Clintons. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, there are some reports coming out of Washington that says that Loretta came back from that meeting, and she had a whole different attitude towards the investigation. That she seemed to be very hurried, rushed, irritated. And I'll tell you, I'm sure there was a question. I am sure that when they got on a plane, they had conversations about grandchildren. I'm sure he looked her right in the face and said, if my wife comes up guilty, you may never see your grandchildren again. Right? I grew up in that kind of environment, so don't say it doesn't happen. I'm not saying he actually did it. I'm just saying it's quite interesting the way that whole thing went down and what came up at the end of that. Anybody else would have been in jail. We all know this to be true. And the left now is touting it as the right, you know, on another wild goose chase towards Hillary. We all know how wrong that is. It's not a wild goose chase. These things that happened were real. And she gets away with them because of who she is. She gets away with them because, frankly, in my mind, you're going to be dead. You will die if you just say and do the wrong thing around them. And actually, I wouldn't even want to be their friend. I mean, seriously. If they wanted to bring you in, they wanted you to be their bud, they wanted you to be part of the team, I'd be like, thanks, but no thanks. That's all right. I got my own problems. I don't need yours, too. I would be petrified to be part of their family. You know, I mean, what was it? If you check the article I wrote, I think it was almost a dozen of their previous bodyguards said, we're gone. We know too much. And they was right. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Karen Sigmund's going to join me, founder of Rage Against the Media. She's going to talk about seeing Hillary's America last night. This ought to be good. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side with Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time you hang in with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, there's a gazillion things. We actually, second night, we're broadcasting live on Facebook at the same time. And I'm learning how to use it, so bear with me. Have a little patience, people. And we're also using a new company to push out the video. So supposedly, I don't know how true this is, but supposedly it is supposed to be a lot clearer, a lot better, a lot easier to see. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I'm joined now by Karen Sigmund. She is the founder of Rage Against the Media. Karen, thanks for being with me. Always love it when you're with me here on the show.
Great to be here. Thanks so much.
All right. Now, you got the chance. I was teasing earlier. I was actually kind of whining to myself here. I was whining about how I've been in a couple of movies, if you would, a couple of videos, And nothing. Fuck kiss. No love for Joe. You know what I'm saying? So, if any of you guys, book writers out there are going to movie and you need like a third-rate radio host for the movie, I tell you, I'm cheap. I'm so cheap, I'll probably pay you to be in a movie. Anyway, there you go. So, Carrie, thanks for being with me, and I'm envious that you got to see. Tell people where you were last night. You were where I wasn't. Where were you last night?
Yeah, I am just one of the luckiest people on earth. I was so fortunate to be invited to the premiere, one of the, I guess, the actual Hollywood premiere of Dinesh D'Souza's new movie, Hillary's America. And it was, I've seen all his movies numbers of times, and I'm such a huge fan, and I think he's one of the most courageous people out there and has paid a price for his courage.
Right.
And given that he did this one, you know, a lot of people will just turn around and say this is just not worth it. Not Dinesh D'Souza. This is extraordinary. And one of the things we have too few of, you're one, and I know, you know, there's some, but not that many people willing to do the hard work to discover the truth and bring it to people, even at a personal cost. And this movie is that. Let me also mention, by the way, I'm now chairman of the American Freedom Alliance.
Wow.
So things like this that require courage to tell the truth, to protect our Western values and civilization, I'm especially attuned to. And I just applaud, I applaud him, you know, as I'm just a regular person. Rage Against the Media, we're all about truth in media, and imagine if the media had actually done any reporting about any of this. And then for American Freedom Alliance. So, you know, the left does what it does, and the media and education conceal everything, but Dinesh D'Souza,
you got to give him. You got to give him guts because you know it's what I was talking about last weekend. Man, we just came out of the 4th of July weekend. I am so irritated at some of our because you know some of these people, but some of our conservative friends that will fight when they're behind a mic. They'll fight when they're behind a pen. But you get up close and personal, or it might dig into their money supply chain, and you can't find them. There's
no actual principles. Exactly. It's easy to talk the talk, but to actually get out there and put your own everything on the line, it's tough. And we see the price that people pay. Just before I get into the movie begins with Dinesh D'Souza, his trial, where he's on trial for bundling too much money for a friend who's a candidate. This is his crime. This is his crime. And he winds up going to jail. And to begin a movie about Hillary, who was just not indicted for the longest list of crimes, because they don't think somehow they can make it stick sufficiently. And here they're sending Dinesh D'Souza, a filmmaker, to jail because of his Obama 2016 movie. It's mind blowing that when you realize, I mean, we see this every day. We see it with Dallas. We saw it with Ferguson. We see it every day, one way or another, how lawless we have become and how the rule of law doesn't exist anymore. Rule of law only exists when all laws are applied to all people, regardless of who they are. And we are just not that. And his opening with him in jail.
Tell the story about the open. I mean, you know what? If you're going to see the movie, I will not give the whole thing away, I promise. But little bits and pieces is great. Give a quick what happened in the opening.
You see the trial, and then he's checking into prison. And then they just cut to him talking to a handful of his fellow inmates. What are you in for? You know, somebody was running some kind of a scam. What are you in for? Some kind of fraud. What are you in for? Manslaughter. What are you in for? Murder. And then one of them says, so, you know, what are you in for? And he says, I wrote a check to a friend of mine running for office, and the check was too big. And they're just like, they're laughing. It's surreal. And when you, it's, it, are real. And but it's real, and it's, you know, we all knew all this. This is not new to any of us, right? We all know this. But yet when you see this, it boggles your mind. They put this man in jail when they could not indict Hillary. We are lawless. So that's the lens that he looks at this through. He's in jail.
No, hold on. I'm not correcting you per se, but we could have indicted her. She could have been indicted. But again, we're right back to spineless people, and we're talking about people that are afraid for their lives. I mean, again, I'll get the nasties. I don't really care, but thugs exist out there. People, I grew up with the mafia around me. They really do kill people. They really do kill people's children, their wives, their family members. It's real. It's not the movies. Go ahead.
Right. It is real. And this is what terrifies me right now with, you know, putting the movie aside for a moment. The lawless, I don't see how this is going to end. It's one city after another. These aren't protests. These are riots.
Yeah.
This is violence specifically against those tasked who volunteer to enforce our laws so that we can live in liberty, so we can live in safety. And they are being targeted. These aren't just lawless masses, though. This is not just the revolution of starving people rising up. These are people literally incited by the highest echelons of power and doing the bidding of the highest echelons because they've been made to feel victims and infantilized,
Karen,
and powerless.
You got to hold that thought. We got to go for a break. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Back more with Karen Sigmund and Hillary's America. Little debriefing. We'll be right back. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. When I press the button, we are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. You would think after 8 years I would know where the buttons are, right? I know some of you know how to push my buttons, but apparently I don't know how to push the buttons on the board. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's also, you can check the station list, the times that it's played. If you miss something, we have classic podcasts. We do not have, so we're clear, I do not have old podcasts. I have classic podcasts up on the website. I want to bring my guest back in. Have a good time whenever she's on the show with me. Karen Sigmund is on the line with me. She is the chairman or president of the American Freedom Alliance. Also
chairman.
The
chairman of American
chairman.
Freedom Alliance.
Chairman. Can we still say chairman? Do you want chairperson, chairwoman, chair female?
No.
I don't know what's correct. I'm afraid. Buy me a safe space. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
They kept calling me chairwoman or madam. I'm the chairman.
I don't know if I'd want the. I don't know if I want the title as madam if I was a female. I'm not so sure that would.
Right. Well, there's that too. But no, I'm just chairman and yeah.
You know,
I'm your highness.
Yeah. There you go. That yeah. I think that works better. I'd be more comfortable with that. Anyway, always a lot of fun when you're on, Karen. And I do appreciate. I appreciate what you do with Rage with the Media now with
well,
the Alliance
thank you.
And you've given us a place to come. You know, I always tell my conservative friends, you know, you guys push us to do things, to speak it. You send us stories. It is not all us. We can't do this alone. We need you in the street to be doing things as well. And no, not shooting the place up, but we need you out there protesting. We need you out there holding signs and that kind of, and give something
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
You know, our founding fathers gave up lives. What, you can't give up a vacation day to go protest somewhere? Don't get me started.
And really, the Independence Day threw that into relief, too, didn't it? I mean, when you think back about what these people, the risks that they, it was treason what they did.
Yeah.
It was treason.
Yeah.
This was a penalty of death, you know? This is not, you know, oh, I'm not going to watch my favorite TV show or, you know, my uncle won't like me anymore or whatever. This is serious stuff. And I don't think since that time it's ever been as serious as it is right now.
No, I think we're in a really bad place. And I'm not a doom and gloomer, my wife will tell you that. But I do think we're in a bad place.
And with the riots that are going on right now, and I think this is what I was saying before the break, so day after day, a new place, every day, another new place, every day, violence, empowered by our president, who I just caught this quickly, who took the opportunity of a memorial for the five police officers slain to advocate his agenda. I mean, this is
yep. Again, couldn't help himself, right?
He can't tell. And you know, in fairness, when I have the opportunity to advance mine, I do too. okay?
Yeah.
I've got to say that.
But at the right, but wait a minute, wait a minute. Let's be fair now. At the right place at the right time, you know, you have a horse sense. I'm on a school board. I have my thoughts about certain things that go down, but I have to follow state law. And, you know, there's a lot I can say up there to stir things up, but I don't.
And I think what you do and what I do really are for, generally speaking, American values, for the good of America, to uphold those founding values that created us and made us what we are, as successful, as powerful, as prosperous, as free as we are, where he takes the opportunity in inappropriate places to advance agendas that steal all those things, that undermine all those things, that take away our freedoms, that take away our e pluribus unum and bring us back to pluribus, that take away everything that make us strong. So, yes, we each advance our agenda. Yes,
sure.
You and I are more discerning, but we also, our agenda is to support, uphold, advance every single one of us, and his is to enchain each and every one of us.
So now,
I
have another friend of mine that went to the movie last night, but I couldn't talk to him today because he apparently went to an after party, and he didn't have the ability to converse today. I just apparently he was in a bad way, but
there was an after party. It's a pretty great bunch of people, I must say, and to be among them for this movie was.
Oh, I'm sure.
Be in a room with people you know are like-minded and who feel deeply and strongly about all of this was so moving. At one point, Dinesh D'Souza's wife sings "God Bless America," which was incredibly moving, and then also the national anthem was sung by various choruses. I was unable to find who it was. We all stood, and I was in tears, and I know I'm not the only one.
Wow!
It was so profound. It was so profound. The music, just the production itself, aside from the content, was magnificent. The graphics.
A class A movie. It was not one of those B movies with little money, right?
No. It was a class A+. A++. It was really stellar. And I've seen a lot of this kind of thing. This was above and beyond. It was phenomenal.
All right. So tell me, you know, because you and I joked with you about this earlier. You know, we're in the mix of things. We see what's going on a regular basis. And then I said to you, so you'd learn anything new from the movie? You went, oh, yeah. And I was like, whoa, wait a minute. What do you mean, oh, yeah? Give me some highlights.
I know.
A couple of highlights. I mean, what could you have possibly learned? We're in this every day.
Well, right. And it's called Hillary's America, except what he really. And it winds up being that. But he puts it in the context of he examines what the Democratic Party actually is, how it began, who its heroes is, how it twisted everything, and then the Republican Party, and then takes us through the history of the Democrat Party and shows us how basically using one of his fellow inmates as a foil for this, that the Democrat Party is really a thuggish racket. It's a mafia. It's a scam. They steal, and it's some kind of it's a racket. It is a mafia. It is criminal. They promise people stuff, and then they steal from others, and it's just this big racket. And they're geniuses at the PR. Some of the PR, as you know and I know, being they're the party of minorities, they're the party of civil rights, they're the party that, you know, loves African-Americans, they're the party. Complete crap and utter nonsense.
Let me go throw up. I'll be back in a minute. I mean,
right? But they're so good at it.
I know. They've done a great job at pushing out the propaganda, and their people believe it. I mean, my wife and I have talked to people who have taken every one of the attributes of the Republican Party and somehow transposed it on to the Democratic Party. And I'm sitting there going, you can't be serious, right?
And they do it beautifully. They've appropriated Lincoln, who is the founder of the Republican Party. And
they
tried, was born
they tried
out
to
of
say he was a Democrat. I don't. They're telling people that that man was a Democrat. I'm going. How do you sleep with yourself at night with that big of a lie on your head?
To first order, I've always said we are the party of truth, just for starters.
Right.
You know, if you are a person at all interested in the truth, you will look into some of these claims that they have and just find out for yourself. And then once you've found out for yourself that they've lied about even your icon, that they've lied about the civil rights, they've lied about slavery, they've lied about, and that's all historical stuff, let alone Obamacare and cap and trade and global warming and hands up, don't shoot. You know, the most recent huge lie. You can't possibly stay on the left, which is why, to me, I say if truth were relevant to the left, there would be no left. It has to, the divide between the two really is, do you care about the truth? If so, you're on our side. Otherwise, you stay over there. Because once you know the truth, if you care, you won't stay there. You just can't. How can you? How can you live with the party that just lies about absolutely everything? So what are the things that I didn't know? I obviously knew about the left being the party of slavery and
sure.
Lincoln and so on. But what I was not aware of was, I'm sure many of your listeners were, that the left, left-right doesn't really have meaning at that time. It was the Democrats who drove Native Americans from their land onto reservations and sold their land. I did not know that.
Okay. You got to hold that thought, because we got to go for a break, and you can finish it up on the other side.
Okay.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a few minutes more with Karen Sigmund right after this.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price. Until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, they'll probably hear this, but I don't really care, I guess. But look, first night on Facebook, okay? Now, you think I'm going to go spewing numbers and stuff, don't you? But we have the distinct badge of honor of having one of the segments pulled. From Facebook. And like YouTube, it's because of a TOC violation, which is this generic term that says you violated something in a 361-page agreement that you read and agreed to when you first signed up for Facebook. And so now you cannot be in there. So you can't have your post up there. So apparently we can do them live, but if there's something they don't like later on, they just yank it off of there. So, anyway.
Whoa, wait, from just today? Just now?
Last night, the very first one we posted within a half an hour of that show, some little nerd who had nothing better to do jumped on and went, no, we'll do a TOC violation. They did the same thing with my YouTubes a while back. They kept pulling them, and the problem is with YouTube and such, you know, you send those links out all over the place. And then they start to, you know, they go out by other people all over the place. And then what happens is, when they kill it, they kill the link too. They give you a brand new link when you try to bring it back. So,
Oh my gosh.
They were making me nuts. And we got dropped by a lot of, places because they were having so much trouble with it. So we went from, I don't know, 1,000, 5,000 views per, thing per video down to well under a couple hundred. So, it's irritating as heck, but, you know, can't do much about it yet.
Wow.
So, anyhow, always.
Well, that is shocking. Yeah. I'm not shocking.
I was going to say, it's not shocking. It is so, when they do it, I look at Tammy and I go, yeah, they did it. And she go, well, what are you going to do?
Call, yep. Persevere.
You just keep plugging away, and you do what they do is you find ways around them. You beat them at their own game. All right. So you were saying, you went, and on the line with me is Karen Sigmund. She's the chairman of American Freedom Alliance. And also the founder of Rage Against the Media. Always a pleasure to have. Oh, and an educator. Although I've got to have that verified because as a conservative Republican, I'm not so sure that's a true statement, right? So, yeah, well, they would consider you a brainwasher on the left, but anyhow.
And I am.
So you were just talking about how the Democrats were the ones that ran drove the Native Americans off their land.
Off their land and then sold their land to their buddies. And, right? And this is what they do. This is always what they do. And it was the Republicans who stood up for the Native Americans, but, you know, not as effectively. And then, as we all know, we are the party of Lincoln, although you'd never know it. But we are the party who have fought for equal rights. For civil rights, the 14th, 15th, I have all the amendments wrong, 13th, 14th, 15th, those ones that are freeing the slaves, that grant voting rights and so on, that was all us. That was all Republicans.
Yeah.
All Republicans, and it was the Democrats who fought it every step of the way. So he talks about then how they are just a big scam and a racket, and that what they are out to steal is America. And it's true. So they set the stage, and then they put Hillary squarely on that stage. Saul Alinsky, her, they have the recording of her describing how she got the rapist off.
Yep.
They bring in how she, Kathleen Willie, one of Bill Clinton's assault victims said, and this is so great, that Hillary Clinton is the war on women. She is the one who aided and abetted Bill Clinton's criminal sexual behavior and put that in historic context, that they have a partnership. That's all about power. It's all, we all know, of course. But then it goes into more details about her agenda, about her criminality. It brings up her lying about everything to do with Benghazi, everything to do with the Arab Spring, everything to do with everything she's ever done. And you sit there, and these are the things that you and I do completely know. In that arena, no, there was nothing new. But when he put it together in the way that he did, and in the context of it being a racket, a scam, theft, and again, in the context of his having been imprisoned for over bundling for a friend of his running for office, this is lawlessness. And we have got to do everything to keep her and him from getting in the White House again. It's not only her. She just said, I'll put him in charge of the economy. He's the one who's good at this, which we all know is complete garbage as well. War-wise, who's the one who helped it when he was president? First, it was the tech bubble, but it was also Newt Gingrich, whose 100-day plan and so on and his fiscal responsibility kept it all going and kept the Democrats from stifling growth. So we've got to do everything we can to keep them out. Now, one of the things that I was thinking watching this was some of this I've never heard, the historical stuff. I would like to challenge any and all American history teachers to go watch this movie and then tell me what's incorrect. Tell us what did Dinesh D'Souza get wrong? Because we know this from 2016, that all they do, they don't even watch the movie, they come out with personal invective, and that's it. That's the full extent of their rebuttal. There's nothing to do with content, everything to do with attacking Dinesh. I would like to challenge to history teachers, educators, who know their history, to go and watch, find something in there that you weren't aware of or that you don't think is true, and then discover if it is true or not. And then let us know. I'm going to email my fellow history teachers, my fellow teachers who are history teachers, and say, please watch. I'm also going to advocate to all my students that they watch. Not because I hate Hillary, but because these are the reasons, because the truth in here will lead you to only one conclusion, and that is that woman has no right to be anywhere near our government.
They'll pop. Are you kidding me? They'll pop an eyeball if they go watch that and see that, because they have to find a way to refute the truth behind it. Look. The problem is unlike the truth where Mr. Obama says that racism. This just makes me nuts. Racism is in our DNA. This moron says, yes, I know he's the president. He's still a moron. This moron says that racism is in our DNA. It's just, talk about setting the tone for nasties, right? And so I think it's the same thing. I've said this to you before. I don't know what it is about the Dems. I don't know what it is, why they can't look at something like this, whether it's her movie or just the mere fact that how many Dems can't say that Hillary lied about the email issues. They won't even say she did that.
And you know what? That's what's in the DNA right there. And that's what I was saying before. In your DNA is a need for the truth. In my DNA is a need for the truth. In some other people's DNA is not. Racism is not in our DNA. But some of us do have a need for the truth. And some of us don't. And so, yes, popping eyeballs, all that will happen when they watch, one of two things will happen. They're going to say, oh, my gosh, and it might take some time, as it did. I know hundreds of Republicans who became Republicans only after 9/11 because of everything that they learned subsequently. It wasn't that day, but it was realizing how the left reacted and so
no,
on.
And, or yeah, it might take, yeah, you're right? Exactly right, yep.
So you've got to just puncture as many times as you can, try to puncture this sense that they have that the reality that they know is true, that we know that the reality that they've been told is not true. It won't take once, it won't take twice, it won't take three times of trying to get them to see the truth. But we've got to keep at it, just like you with being pulled on YouTube and being pulled from Facebook. We don't give up because the truth is on our side. And it's not a right or a left. It's the truth.
I know. We
it's
just,
the truth.
We have to figure out how to say it in such a fashion that those people that have a single-digit low IQs can figure it out. Look, we're at the favorite part of some people's favorite part of the show, which is we're up against it. We got to go. Karen, tell people how they can find out more about your writings and get more information about you and the organizations you're with.
Find me on Facebook, Karen Sigmon. Find Rage Against the Media. Find American Freedom Alliance. We're at AmericanFreedomAlliance.org. Go see this movie. It's opening July 22nd everywhere. The bigger our turnout, the more they realize they no longer have a monopoly on all of this.
Okay, we got to go. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Karen, thanks for being with me tonight.
My pleasure, Joe.
Come back the next hour. We've got our mad black man from Baltimore, the guy that we love to have on the show. Corey Duncan will be with us in the next hour. We'll be back in just a few minutes.